eyes moving from her reflection to her sister who stood behind her. She'd been painstakingly applying rouge to her cheeks. She paused, the small pot of makeup in one hand, her powder puff in the other, and raised an eyebrow at Delilah. Her older sister was looking none too pleased with her at the moment, which could be truly vexing. Clearing her throat, Florence thought quickly, trying to redirect her forward question into something softer? A turn of phrase more palatable to Delilah's delicate sensibilities. Her sisters always had a way of getting in between her and her beautifully laid plans when they didn't agree. This would not do.
Ah, what I mean to say is, whatever do you mean, dear sister?
She asked, keeping her voice at as gentle and agreeable a pitch as she could manage. Delilah frowned at her and took a step closer. Flo, absolutely not. I know what you're trying to do. Evidently, she had missed the placating, meddlesome, and disapproving older sister's pitch by a mile. Drat. Florence lowered her hand and set down her makeup with a heavy sigh.
Delilah, I have no idea what you mean.
You do, you little brat. Florence turned away from the mirror and toward Delilah with her arms crossed. Now there's no need for name-calling, Del. Her voice was flat, her face colored with a slight blush, and her lips pushed into a thin line. Del's eyes moved over her face slowly before narrowing. You're up to something. I don't care how mad you get at me. I know it.
Oh, you do you?
Del gave a quick nod and pointed at the dress she was wearing. You're absolutely fit for a ball in that outfit. Don't think I didn't notice just because Papa and Daddy are too preoccupied to truly understand what's going on. Florence smoothed a hand over the velvet skirt of her gown.
Oh, this old thing?
She scoffed and patted at the silk of her neckline, which was a touch beyond daring for Gold Sky. The crimson silk and velvet dress left her arms bare and her décolletage on display in an enticing way that would have been pushing the envelope, even in New York. In the setting of the city, her outfit would have been seen as fresh, the marker of high fashion. But here, on the frontier, it was positively scandalous. Florence loved a good scandal. She should. She'd been raised with a family that raised no shortage of eyebrows and whispers outside of their bubble of happiness in Gold Sky. Here, in this westward town, she and her family had a place of acceptance and belonging. That was the way of all those who called the town home. Life and society may not have agreed with a lot of them in the big cities, but in Gold Sky, they were able to choose their own way. Free to love whom they pleased, free to grow into whomever they might wish to be. Florence knew she was fortunate to be blessed with such a home, that not every place was like Gold Sky. She knew there were rumors about her family in New York, but that, due to her mother's family, the Baptists, they were simply written off as eccentric. New York's 400 may not understand the life her mother had chosen, but first and foremost, her mother was a Baptiste, and that meant her choices were to be accepted, even if thought strange. It might have bothered her if the joy and love of her family had been anything but sincere. But as it was, the affection and loyalty between her parents, all three of them, had served as an example of the very thing Florence hoped for as a young girl. One person to love was fine and a rare thing indeed, but two? Two hearts that beat for yours? Now that was a miracle, a gift of untold value. And it was what Florence wished for herself now that she was a woman of marrying age. She was a woman in her prime, and a good-looking one at that. This would normally be an advantage in the ways of love, but Florence's needs were specific. She wanted those two hearts beating for her, to give herself in the same way and have her love multiplied, not divided. However, Gold Sky was not the place for such romantic overtures to be explored.